The clock is ticking on House Bill 2. It has been ticking ever since March 23rd when the General Assembly passed it in special session. But things have really gotten heated in the last week or so when it came out that the NCAA was getting close to making a decision on championship event locations for the next 5 years. And if the General Assembly does nothing about House Bill 2 before the NCAA makes that decision, North Carolina will be shut out of NCAA championship events through 2022. That has led to a renewed call from people on all sides of the aisle now to repeal House Bill 2, including a letter that was co-signed by the Student Athlete Advisory Committee presidents at UNC, Duke, NC State, and Wake Forest. Rare for those schools to be in unison on anything at all, but in this case, they are. The four signees are Tanner Owen of Wake Forest, Gabby McDermott of NC State, Chris Taylor of Duke, and Ezra Bialy Wong, who is the co-president of SAC at UNC. He's also the president of the ACC's Student Athlete Advisory Committee. And Ezra Bialy Wong joins us now in the studio. Thanks for being here today.
Absolutely. A pleasure to be here.
So what is it about this particular issue that motivated you and Chris and Gabby and Tanner to write this letter and so many other people to speak out strongly and urge the General Assembly to walk back what they did last year?
So as you mentioned, this has been an issue since March of last year, and certainly almost immediately following the passage of House Bill 2, this has been something that has been in the public eye and particularly affected student athletes in the North Carolina area because of the immediate impact that the bill had in terms of state schools pulling out of games against UNC and Duke, where states like New York and Washington State banned non-essential travel to the state of North Carolina. And for student athletes in particular, when we saw the NCAA and the ACC pull out their championships from the state of North Carolina this past year, it was really heartbreaking to see teams that fought so hard in the previous year and earned that opportunity to perform their craft at the highest level in front of friends and family in their home state lose that chance because of a bill that they had nothing to do with.
And that's just the beginning. You can read the full letter, by the way, if you're listening on our website, chapelboro.com. And I read from part of it calling on the General Assembly to repeal House Bill 2 for a variety of reasons. First of all, the pulling of events from the state for the next 5 years. That could cost the state about $250 million. And then the letter goes on. All of us have professors, coaches, fans, teammates, friends, and family members who are adversely affected by the language of the bill. We're calling on lawmakers to recognize that this is no longer a partisan issue of political ideology. This is a matter of survival, of civic responsibility, and seriously considering what it means to serve the interests of North Carolina. That's part of the letter, and that speaks not just to the economic impact or the impact that student athletes, what their experience is they have to travel further out to play in championship events, but just the impact of the bill itself on North Carolinians in general and on members of the Carolina community in particular.
Absolutely. And as student athletes, I think a part of addressing this bill is recognizing that we are student athletes, but every student athlete is also a son or a daughter or a brother or a sister and a student and a friend to so many other people in communities much larger than just the student athlete population at whichever institution you attend here in North Carolina. And so being a part of that community means looking out for all of those other people who make up that whole that is greater than yourself. And this bill is certainly something that I think damages that and makes that far more difficult for certain individuals and demographics within this state.
Speaking with Ezra Bialy Wong, and should mention you're on the fencing team, right?
Yes, sir.
UNC Student Athlete Advisory Committee co-president, president of the ACC Student Athlete Advisory Committee. We're talking about this open letter to the General Assembly that was co-signed by Ezra as well as Chris Taylor, Gabby McDermott, and Tanner Owen from Duke, NC State, and Wake last week. So what was it that brought the letter about? How did that process happen?
Sure. So when the news developed that the NCAA had made very clear that at this point in time, time really is running out, and if HB 2 is not repealed by the end of the month, then North Carolina would forfeit its eligibility to host national championships within the state, it was really a very simple decision for us to put our heads together as peer athletes within the ACC and once again call on the General Assembly and lawmakers here in North Carolina to take back what we see as incredibly injurious legislation. So back when the NCAA made its initial decision to pull its championships out of the state for this year in particular, I had a lengthy conversation with my peer student athletes across the ACC, not just within North Carolina, as well as with administrators at UNC, and all of that sort of culminated in our decision to have the ACC also pull its championships out of the state of North Carolina following the precedent set by the governing body in collegiate athletics. And so for us to make our voices heard once more wasn't so difficult now that we had already done it once and seen that we have the ability to affect positive change and have some sort of influence in terms of how we choose to react and take a stand against what we see as oppressive legislation.
And you've been outspoken on this for months now. So what's been the response? What's been the reaction from members of the student body, from other people in the Carolina community, from people in the ACC?
Yeah, absolutely. I think this time I was really just surprised by the outpouring of support, particularly in terms of the way that people have offered to help the cause tangibly. So last time, as I said, we made the effort to have the ACC follow suit and pull their championships, but also a fellow student athlete of mine, Blake Dodge, on the women's track and field team, who is also the other student athlete representative to the faculty athletics committee that I also sit on. We co-authored an opinion editorial that was published in the News and Observer talking about how HB2 really tarnishes the jerseys that we wear as student athletes and the sort of effect that legislation has on our reputation, not just as a university or as a representative of the university, but as a state in its entirety. And this time, beyond just penning letters and doing interviews like this, I've also created a petition on change.org called North Carolina Students Against HB2, which garnered over 500 signatures within the first 36 hours. And I have friends in the ASG, the Association of Student Government, as well as I've had first-year, second-year MBA student candidates from the Kenan Flagler Business School reach out, talking about how they have different resources available to them that I might not have available to myself as an undergraduate student athlete, being involved in all these different groups and trying to get the word out as much as possible.
It's really, and you mentioned the hit to the reputation for a student athlete at North Carolina. It really is remarkable because, 2 years ago, if we were having this conversation about North Carolina and scandal and reputation, we would have been talking about the Weinstein Report and how, whenever you bring up UNC anywhere in the country, someone brings up the Weinstein Report. They don't do that anymore because you say you're from North Carolina. You could do that halfway across the world. Someone says, oh, yeah, House Bill 2. What's up with that? How can you live in a place like that? And that's the reputation that the state has gotten because of that.
Absolutely. And it's something that is similar to the Weinstein Report, though, in the respect that there are so many people suffering as a result of something that they did not directly contribute to. So with regard to the Weinstein Report, every single student athlete at UNC currently was not, in terms of chronology, it just doesn't line up. They had no part in those sorts of academic scandals that were going on a decade or so ago. And here with HB2, we're looking at legislation that is simply not representative of the values that UNC and the ACC upholds of equality and inclusion and really creating a safe space for fans and players and coaches and everyone to really be able to enjoy athletics the way it was meant to be enjoyed.
Speaking with Ezra Bialy Wong, and you mentioned you spoke with a lot of people. Have you spoken with state legislators at all?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I paid a visit to the state legislature last week with my friend who I mentioned, who is currently running for the position of president of ASG, the Association of Student Governments, which sort of oversees the UNC system as a whole. And when we went there, we sat in on a House Committee on Education and University meeting and had the opportunity to speak with a few lawmakers about the recent developments with the NCAA, and we're honestly disappointed with the lack of urgency that we were met with and the sense that for some reason this issue was now the responsibility of our newly elected governor, and his problem alone, as if almost they expect our governor to act unilaterally to solve this issue. There really wasn't a lot of optimism communicated to us when we went there and asked them what are the plans to sort of address the fact that we are looking at a future in which North Carolina could be giving up its rich tradition and history of hosting these top level athletic events, and it just really didn't seem to make much of an impact on them.
Ezra, we got to let you go in a second, but before we do, what else do people need to know about this issue? And you've been involved in this for several months. What do you think people ought to do if they want to get involved to make a difference?
I think that, number one, the most important thing is to recognize how imminent this future truly is, and that if action isn't taken now, then it may never be taken, and we may end up in a position where there's a drought of NCAA championships in this state for the next almost 6 years. And the economic impact of that would be devastating. And beyond that, just recognizing that so long as this bill is in effect, it continues to affect numerous individuals whose rights are continually being oppressed by the very existence of this bill. And if you want to make change, I recommend sharing the petition on change.org, students against North Carolina students against HB2, signing the petition, circulating it, and spreading word.
And again, you can read that open letter on our website, chapelboro.com. So go there if you want to read it in full. Ezra Bialy-Wong, thank you so much.
Thanks so much.